3. How many beams do there be, Susanna of New York? 6, Susanna said. At least there were. I guess now there are only 2 that... Mia waved a hand impatiently, as if to say, don't waste my time. 6, aye. And when the beams were created out of that greater discordia, the soup of creation, some, including the many, call the over and some call the prim, what made them? I don't know, Susanna said. Was it God, do you think? Perhaps there is a God, but the beams rose from the prim on the airs of magic, Susanna. The true magic which passed long ago. Was it God that made magic, or was it magic that made God? I know not. It's a question for philosophers, and mothering's my job. But once upon a time, all was discordia, and from it, strong and all crossing at a single unifying point, came the 6 beams. There was magic to hold them steady for eternity. But when the magic left from all there is but the Dark Tower, which some have called Can Calix, the Hall of Resumption, men despaired. When the age of magic passed, the age of machines came. North Central Positronics, Susanna murmured. Dipolar computers, slow trans engines. She paused. Blaine the Mono, but not in our world. No? Do you say your world is exempt? What about the sign in the hotel lobby? The pokeberry popped. Mia stripped it and gobbled it, drizzling juice through a knowing grin. I had an idea you couldn't read, Susanna said. This was beside the point, but it was all she could think of to say. Her mind kept returning to the image of the baby, to those brilliant blue eyes. Gunslinger's eyes. Aye, but I know my numbers. And when it comes to your mind, I read very well. Do you say you don't recall the sign in the hotel lobby? Would you tell me that? Of course she remembered. According to the sign, the Plaza Park would be part of an organization called Sombra North Central in just another month. And when she'd said, not in our world, of course she'd been thinking of 1964. The world of black and white television, absurdly bulky, room-sized computers, and Alabama cops more than willing to sic the dogs on black marchers for voting rights. Things had changed greatly in the intervening 35 years. The Eurasian desk clerk's combination TV and typewriter, for instance. How did Susanna know that wasn't a dipolar computer run by some form of slow trans engine? She did not. Go on, she told Mia. Mia shrugged. You doom yourselves, Susanna. You seem positively bent on it, and the root is always the same. Your faith fails you, and you replace it with rational thought. But there is no love in thought. Nothing that lasts in deduction. Only death in rationalism. What does this have to do with your chap? I don't know. There's much I don't know. She raised a hand, forestalling Susanna before Susanna could speak. And no, I'm not playing for time or trying to lead you away from what you'd know. I'm speaking as my heart tells me. Would you hear or not? Susanna nodded. She'd hear this, for a little longer at least. But if it didn't turn back to the baby soon, she'd turn it back in that direction herself. The magic went away. Merlin retired to his cave in one world, the Sword of Eld gave way to the pistols of the gunslingers in another, and the magic went away. And across the arc of years, great alchemists, great scientists, and great, what, technicians, I think? Great men of thought, anyway, that's what I mean, great men of deduction, these came together and created the machines which ran the beams. They were great machines, but they were mortal machines. They replaced the magic with machines, do you ken it? And now the machines are failing. In some worlds, great plagues have decimated whole populations.